Bishop Fitzgerald, my dear brother priests and deacons, fellow religious sisters and brothers in Christ. One of the difficulties of religious people is that we sometimes tend to substitute the symbol of something about our faith for the reality. An example of that is the most common question we ask each other as we begin Lent. What is that question? What are you giving up for Lent? How many of you have asked that question today? How many of you have had to answer that question today? Okay. Lent is not about giving things up. Lent is about conversion, which means the turning around of our lives. Sometimes that means we give up something, but sometimes it requires a lot more. In today's first reading from the book of the prophet Joel, we hear God pleading with us. Listen to what he says. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. That's what conversion is all about. It's about not rending our clothes or giving something up. It means giving God our hearts, and not to substitute an action for that more generous act of giving ourselves. In the season of Lent, we have three traditional practices. They are fasting, almsgiving, and prayer. And each one of those is about conversion in our lives. Fasting, what does that mean? It means disciplining ourselves and turning ourselves around, our internal lives, our way of relating to things. You know, things get in the way of our giving ourselves to God. Sometimes it's alcohol, sometimes it's food, sometimes it's illicit sexual activity, sometimes it's pride, sometimes it's laziness. It's all kinds of things. But the season of Lent is about fasting from whatever it is that keeps us from giving our hearts to God. That might mean giving up something, but it's hardly a conversion of life to give up chocolate for Lent. I mean, that's not nearly enough. God wants our hearts. Almsgiving, that's about taking other people seriously. Giving to the poor from our substance, not from the leftover change after visiting McDonald's. It's giving them the whole thing and us keeping the change. Taking our relationships with other people, we're responsible for others very seriously. So almsgiving is part of the tradition of Lent. And the third tradition is prayer, which is to take God seriously, you know, to make God the center of our lives. And that's the most fundamental conversion of all, because if we get that right, everything else falls into place. You know, the ordinary direction of the human heart is to focus on ourselves first, our families and friends second, and then God somewhat distant in the way. But the conversion God asks of us is that we make God the center of our lives, then others, and then only be concerned about ourselves. So that's what Lent's about. And when you and I come up this aisle, I don't have to go very far, some of you do, to receive ashes, we are committing ourselves to the process of conversion. And the church wants us in these early days of Lent to think about how we might truly be converted in terms of self-discipline, in terms of caring for other people, beginning with our families, and then being totally committed to God. And there's an urgency about it. In today's second reading from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, his second letter to the Corinthians, listen to what Paul says. We implore you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. We appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Not to put this off till next year or maybe the fifth or sixth week of Lent, but to begin the process of doing it now. And then today's gospel, of course, is just concerned once again with the hypocrisy of giving up chocolate but not being disciplined, or giving the poor some change without really caring about other people, or coming to church on Sunday once in a while rather than giving ourselves wholeheartedly to God. So we ask the Lord to give us the true grace of conversion. You know, I need to do this as much as you. All of us tend to live superficial, peripheral lives as Christians, to go through the actions without going through the conversion. And we ask the Lord to change our lives, to change our hearts, so that we might now more generously give ourselves to Him and to others.